This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, this Justin on the Dom Giordano Show. Now, causing quite a stir with the Inquirer, Philadelphia's Federal Detention Center is set to become one of two federal facilities in the northeastern United States that will confine ICE detainees here, and they expect a lot. I think it holds 120. And the Inquirer just dropped this article that talks about that in the context on paper of Philadelphia being a sanctuary city. But Mayor Sherrell Parker has not really spoken out on that. So interesting how that plays out. And the city has no authority over this, but expects a lot to be made of it. Also, Dan, you have Pam Bondi. This is This Morning. Here's the latest on the Epstein and I think the P. Diddy list. Will they be released?
Yeah, I saw your appearance at CPAC with Bannon and with Ted Cruz. And one of the things that you alluded to, and this is something Donald Trump has talked about, the DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh, my gosh?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, that's a little bit hard to believe.
Right.
Which is the worst one to be on? I'd say it's worse to be on the Epstein list.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got to ask, why the heck is she reviewing it? And why has it just been sitting on her desk to review and she hasn't looked at it?
Right. Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah.
Get it out.
And the JFK clock ticking in the world of reality versus what they said, I think it would be sometime in May that that's supposed to drop, allegedly. So. And then I'll be proven right. It's going to say Lee Harvey Oswald did it. Stop it, all the rest of you. Go to Dallas. Go to that museum. Plexiglass. Stand right there and you'll see he did it.
You think it's possible Trump's on this Epstein list?
No. I think he was too smart for this. He was around Epstein, but he doesn't get caught up in stuff like that.
I got such an issue with this. I mean, you can't be writing these checks. Like, don't tease me with Epstein,
okay.
MLK, JFK.
Right. The drones.
We're going to give you $5,000. Like, don't do this to yourself. Don't put these expectations.
Right. Well, they are going to drop these. I think this time around they are. You
I
say
like
no,
they
they're
say
not.
That every few years. Like, oh, we found more files. We did this. We did that.
Right.
and it never comes to anything.
Well, still waiting for my answers on aliens.
There's an actual procedure here. That there's a date.
Yeah, there's the declassification.
The drone thing is ridiculous. I don't care if it's Trump or anybody else telling us nothing to see here. I'm not buying it. Even with the drones guy we had on today. You know, there's something going on there that people know about. We ought to just be told.
Manglemush makes a good point. YouTube.com/@12WPHD. He goes, I don't care about Epstein's flight list. I want the guest list for the island because you know that everyone's going to say that, oh, yeah, right. I flew on the plane, but that doesn't mean I'm guilty.
Well, I don't know how we get the guest list for the island, how or document where that would be. The flight list, you got to put a name on there. The island, I'm not sure, Dan, how they get that or where that would be kept, et cetera. If you're on the flight list, though, publicly,
It's pretty,
by the way, I think I see a couple starting now. They're not there yet to rival Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Do you know what Hollywood couple is starting to get in the zone of obnoxiousness?
Ryan Reynolds and his
wife? Yeah, they are. And I try not to dabble in the story overwhelmingly. And Ro loves Ryan Reynolds, and even she's starting to see
There's a long conspiracy involving Ryan Reynolds, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, State Farm. Have you heard this one? You want to delve into it real quick?
No.
Oh, but, you want to hear about it?
No. But seeing them at a recent event, the stuff that goes... Markle is impossible to beat, though. She's what up there beyond anybody I pretty much can imagine. Maybe Hilaria. Remember we played that the other day, the wife, now the Baldwins, which one is it? The Latino Hilaria or the real Hilaria? All right.
Schrodinger's Hilaria. Which one are you getting?
Let's go to Ken in the Northeast. They tell me now, big expectations. He's got a great side answer today. Something that looks harder than it is. Ken in the Northeast. Hey, Ken, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom. How you doing? It's been
good.
A long time. I had to explain it. but I got a better explanation for a lot of people my age. I'm in my late 50s. We used to go down to the creek or maybe a reservoir and go swimming, maybe swing off the rope. But there was a spot where you could jump off a high spot where the cliff was very high. And when you jump off of that, you hit it, you hit the water, and the water is a lot harder than it looks. Every one of us would end up with bruised arms or bruised legs because of the height.
You'd stop after the first time.
Where was this? Was this Pennypacker Park or something like, where was it?
One was Pennypack, and then there was a quarry up in Ben Salem that they closed. We used to sneak in because it was...
Jumping in quarry water. Oh, my God.
I did that.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's a pretty good one. You guys are right. I mean, hitting water. Dan, you're right. Why wouldn't you stop?
Literal answer.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. Joe in Columbus. We'll have Dom's Money Melody shortly. Want to get a couple on the side question here. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
This one came from an accomplished, some say, an ace World War II fighter. It was an admission, and it was a very humble admission. And he's always started off, whether he was in his teaching clinics or otherwise, he would say, what other activity or profession do you know that if you were 30% successful, you will live in infamy? And he actually admitted, and the guy is Ted Williams. And you heard it as well as I did. You take a round ball, you take a round bat, and you got to hit it square. And he actually admitted to my father that if he had to bat against the pitches we've seen over the last 20 years, especially the more recent ones, the slider, the backup fastball, the cut fastball, the sweeper, he actually admitted he would have never hit 440%. So my answer is... hitting a baseball successfully.
I would agree, but I think the great Ted Williams was just being modest. He'd hit 400 and laugh at these guys and be spitting at them and doing whatever, running down the first base.
There was no modesty in him.
That's what I love. A sports writer in Philadelphia got on him. He just kept on hitting foul balls as close as he could to him. Apparently he did it 10 or 12 times just at bat, just because he could do it.
You never... could never challenge that man.
No, that's a guy I'd love to interview. He's a bit wacky, to put it mildly, when your head is frozen and all. It tends to do that, you know? Yeah.
But, Tom, he loved the people who had the same passion he did.
Yeah.
It was very infectious.
Nothing like him. That's a great one. Hitting a baseball, I think, is just the fear factor. We talked about that the other day. First pair of glasses I got, Ryan Doran's glasses, were in the window. I wish I could remember the name of the place downtown on Chestnut Street. They look like Coke bottles. And he was allegedly an alcoholic. He was very wild, and he threw, they think, 98 to 100 miles an hour, and he didn't care what he was doing. And players would not dig in. He was a relief pitcher, so he didn't think he was ever going to get hit.
This sounds like Ricky Vaughn from Major League.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, the fear of that, it's just how these guys, now that's something pretty hard. Just to stand in there, I know you should be able to do it. You're telling yourself you're not going to get hit. But
yeah, because there's the mechanical side of it, and there's also the mental part of it. Like,
right,
you got to
recognize
a pitch in, you know, less than a second. It's crazy.
And think, that's not going to hit me. It's a breaking ball in a tenth of a second.
Oh, a big looping curveball? You just want to turn your back and be like, oh, nope, that landed in the
backside. Exactly. Salman Rushdie's attacker found guilty. We'll see what happens to him. 855-839-1210. That gets you on board. Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what's yours?
My answer to the side question would be Mr. Spock's Vulcan salute, which Leonard Nimoy, based on the sign of Miriam that Jewish rabbis give.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that is pretty hard to do. I can't do it. I'm not even going to try. I try to do it here on YouTube. Can you guys do when there's two outs, you know, and I just go like this, but you just got to separate your fingers that there's two outs and you're showing. Yeah, my fingers don't. Yeah, Dan's doing the same thing I am. Don't try that at home. All right. Do we have enough space here? I try to clear some space.
I think the answer is probably easy enough where you are.
Okay. Yeah. Dan's got something special here that ties into today's side question. Dan, it's time for
Dom's Money Melody.
Yeah, Dom.
Well, the prize. Winning a pair of tickets to the Bucks County Paracon, the second annual paranormal conference, March 8th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County. For tickets and more information, visit bucks.edu/tickets.
Dom, so right now I'm going to play an instrument that's harder than it looks, and I have two options for you. I can either play in the way that it's often heard by many, or play in a way where it's played correctly in a well way. Which way did you want?
The well way, of course.
Okay, so here it is, covering Dio, a certain instrument that many are familiar with that's much harder than it looks. We want to know the name of the instrument. Take a listen. Instruments. Dom, I'm looking for the specific instrument that's being played here that many are familiar with that's much harder than it looks.
Are the Finns big players of this instrument?
I have no idea. I don't want to give away too much.
All right, 855-839-1210. It is with that, and you're headed off to a great spot. The Zlock. We had the guy on the other day with the Paracon conference. 855-839-1210. Hit us with the answer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Money Melody.
Show me the money.
Some of these answers, Dom.
All right. Hopefully we'll get an answer here. May have to do a lot of clueing.
I might have to play the way it's usually heard.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You want to play that before we go through a litany of these?
No, let's go with the way. So first we have a way that it's played when played correctly. This is covering D.O., the last in line. We want to know what's the name of this instrument that many are familiar with, but it's much harder than it looks. Take a listen. Right there, that noise.
That noise. All right. No other clues on this, huh? All right, let's see what instrument that is. Bob in Cherry Hill. Hey, Bob, what's the instrument?
Is it a pan flute?
No, it's not flute. A pan flute.
No, good try. That's Bruce, aren't Bruce in the Northeast? Bruce, what's the instrument?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. This is a wild guess here. A Moog synthesizer.
What is a Moog synthesizer? And how are many people familiar with that, Bruce?
All right, this is a very familiar...
All right, you know, I want to play the way that people normally hear, because what happens is their kids bring this home from school because they're trying to learn it, and it usually sounds like this when the kids practice it, because it looks really easy, but it's much harder to play. Yeah, we all know that sound.
Is there anything worse than the kid who doesn't play the instrument and you gotta give a golf clap?
And they really tried to get the kid to play this instrument. It's tough. God. It's tough.
Yeah. All right, Derek in South Philly. Derek, what's the instrument?
That would be the flute.
No.
Oh, what kind of flute? I'll give you another chance. It's a specific type of flute, Derek. What is it?
It's right on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it.
All right, thank you.
Sarah?
Sarah in Philly. Sarah, what's the instrument?
I'm going to say a tin flute.
No. How many types of flutes are there? Flutist. Yeah, John in Collingswood. John, come on now. How many flutes
elementary are school music class.
Elementary, hey. John.
It's a recorder.
Yes, thank you. Ever play that, John?
I did unsuccessfully.
So it is harder.
I'd love to hear your rendition.
The thing looks like a toy.
I think I used it as a doorstop.
Okay. I'll put you on hold. Here you go, John. All right, we got that.
Yeah, that long plastic flute that looks like a whistle on one end with all the holes that they teach you to play and nobody can play it correctly. The recorder, Dom, looks like a toy. Much harder to play.
All right, I'm going to go to Gary. He's got something here that I want to find out if he has a lot of experience with this, something that's harder than it looks. Hey, Gary, give us your answer first, and I know you have a comment. What's harder than it looks?
Okay. I don't know, Dom, but I can tell you, when they ask you for your license and registration, you better not have a drink in you.
So the field sobriety test,
field
you're saying?
The field sobriety test, yes.
You know, I have to ask Pat Malloy the next time if he's listening, how many people in his experience fail that? You know, the field sobriety test, is it,
Well, you come from a law enforcement family, correct?
Yeah.
So you have a little bit of an edge on the rest of us that don't have a dad as a cop.
Oh, they made us do the field sobriety test at home, yeah.
No, but what I mean by that is, as soon as you get pulled over, if you've had a beer or two, you see them, you're like, what did I just do? Why am I getting pulled over? Your adrenaline jumps through the roof, and God forbid they say, Mr. Gary, we need you to get out of the car. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, there's pressure.
I can't do it sober, right?
That is a good one.
Say the alphabet backwards.
Now, I'm not sure. We don't know if marijuana has the same impact on failure. What, the failure rate of the field sobriety test, would it be the same? That's because police still don't know what to do with testing for that and sobriety. But, Gary, that's a great one. What's your other comment?
The other comment is, in the last 3 years, the United States has collected $14.92 trillion in tax revenue and has spent $19.72 trillion in spending. So there's a deficit in the last 3 years alone of $4.8 trillion. So what I think what Leslie was trying to say is, It's the money isn't there to give it back. If we had a, if we didn't have a deficit, which we do, if we weren't exceeding our spending with our gross revenues, which we are, there would be money to give back. However, the money that we've already given, I apologize, let me use what you said. The money that we were robbed can't be given back without it being a stimulus and then us borrowing more money from your children and your grandchildren and their grandchildren.
I hear that point. I hear what you're saying. We're going to have the guy on Wednesday. He's so busy. I'm teasing to that, Gary. I want you to be the first caller. You and Leslie have been great on this. The guy that put this into Trump's ear, the CEO, is busy until Wednesday. Wednesday at 2 o'clock, though, I'll let him explain, and then you can parry and make this argument. We'll see what he says.
I'm going to reach out to Leslie and see if we can have lunch together while we're listening, and we'll call in jointly.
Oh, my God. And please, not a lot of wine there with Leslie. Yeah, you know, no, I know the tendon might be a field sobriety test after that. I'll send Pat Malloy. Pat. Pinch these two. They asked a hard question.
By the way, the caller who was jumping into the quarry,
yes.
I used to do it at the one in Bensdale. It was above in the Chamonix Mall. It was. If you were 3 feet off, you were in trouble.
My goodness. Thank you,
I think
you,
all these
Gary.
People just watched Breaking Away, the movie about the bike.
Oh,
kingdom,
that's right. Yeah.
And they're just, you know.
Is that a good film? I've never seen.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Is it? Yeah.
Go Hoosiers.
You guys still haven't seen, what was the Costner film I told you to see? Now I forget.
Dances with Wolves?
No. The Pentagon film.
Oh,
I think it's on Fox Nation. No Way Out. I think it's No Way Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't remember the woman as being that overwhelming. So just saying that. You guys were.
Sean Young.
Yeah. But we got to broadcast from the Pentagon. I already asked some people. We got to get Greg Stocker to approve. Just to see how many Arby's they still have there, et cetera. Or are they cutting back on it? Apparently, Pete Hegseth and our guy is in Gitmo. And they're criticizing President Trump. They put people in Gitmo as a holding area. Now they're being shipped back, I think it was late yesterday or early this morning, to Venezuela. That's all Gitmo's supposed to be. They're not going to stay there forever. It's a holding area. And then they're going to send them back. It's a transport to these Caribbean and South American spots. That's all it is. Watch for this next week, though. Philadelphia as the federal detention center for people here illegally is going to be accepting people and expect a lot of back and forth. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push pound 1210. One thing to watch for, too, I should have asked Victoria Coates. Trump is right on this with Ukraine, even though, you know, I think he's wrong with who started. And I think Victoria Coates vouched for that. It was Putin. But they are making progress with this mineral deal. In other words, we've given Ukraine an awful lot to keep them going here. And when the accounting happens, fraud, corruption, abuse, there will be a lot of it. The least they can do is help us methodically mine these earth minerals. Aluminum is a big one. They have a lot of it. This could be really valuable. And I think they're going to sign off on that. And I think Trump is then going to say, all right, look, they're meeting us halfway here for what we've done for them. And there might be a little bit of a ceasefire here with Zelensky. All right, 855-839-1210, though. So jump on, side question. Something that is harder than it looks is what we're looking for. Harder to do than it looks. The recorder would definitely be one. That's a great one. I can't even imagine. That seems to me, hearing kids play it, brutal.
So Suze loves Jeffy. I didn't know this, but she says that the recorder is actually taught at a young age because all woodwinds have similar finger placements. So once you learn the recorder, she says she can now play the pan flute, the clarinet, the saxophone, all just because she learned the recorder first.
What's the instrument? And it was Mr. Holland's Opus. They did a great scene with it, Dan. Is it the trumpet? Where the spit builds up and there's a spit release thing in there, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a trumpet. Really. Yeah, there's a
Call
big
us.
Scene.
Yeah,
yeah. What it's like. Some people don't have etiquette with the spit. 855-839-1210. You'll get on board. Hey, time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. Because for nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for Dom listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant, or just go online and use that code OMEGA50 when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when you buy one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive that second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart, support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3. Easy to remember, OMEGA50. All right, Dom Giordano Show. A couple of things. I like this one on Twitter. Something that's harder than it looks. Throwing with not your real hand. You know, throwing left-handed if you're right-handed. Tough. Here's it. Very tough to be able to... I don't think I could throw a football 35 yards that way. All right.
Can't throw 10 yards that way.
I could throw it 10 yards left.
No, you cannot throw it 10 yards left-handed.
30 feet to that window. Oh, of course, yes. All right, is there a football? We should have a football in here, and we should have this staked off. You know,
I would bet money when Henry gets off the phone, he'd tell us that he has one in his car.
Yeah. Throw a football 10 yards, Henry. I think I could do that.
You got a football in your car?
I'm going to launch it like a shot put. You know, just to make sure
I get the shot put.
Yeah, but 30 feet.
You think he could throw it 10 yards with his left hand?
Left hand, yes.
A football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
30 feet with his left hand?
Yes.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I think I could do 15.
15 yards?
15 yards.
Now you're pushing it.
That's close. I'm setting a high bar here. Yeah, somewhere between there. Maybe 12, but okay.
Can we set it up? Like you?
I've saved that for mulligans here. We have to have that on the street, left-handed now. Maybe we should kick field goals at mulligans after a few drinks. That might be a fun activity.
Difficult.
Yeah. That's very difficult.
You try this one, Fishes and Mike, youtube.com/@12andWPHD says hand-tossing pizza dough. You ever try that?
I have never. Hmm. That looks difficult, though. It looks like a mockery. You throw it up and all that, but it does look
mockery. A mockery of who?
No, on TV. When they do it on TV, they're having fun with it.
They're taking Italian offense there.
So President Trump, and I think the governor of Maine was there. He's got all those governors there. Goes after her by name personally because Maine is resisting on the transgender thing. They said they're going to let biological boys, men, play in female sports.
The NCAA has complied immediately, by the way.
They have not.
I understand Maine. Is the Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
Oh.
Dan, and save that for
your
a month
life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
I give the governor some credit there. Let's see if she would come on. She might be. She's bold enough to stand there with the president. This is the type of thing, though. And this is what gets people upset. That's why we've been talking about this deficit, pay down the deficit. President Trump said there, his heart's in the right place to do it. Is it doable to take away federal funding for Maine since they are clearly bold enough to say they're just not going to follow something that is now illegal? 80% or more of the American public are with President Trump on this. For once, I want to see federal funding taken away. I don't know if they would. And why in the world, and I think, Dan, you've been there, right? I remember that one time, that one trip you went on with scooters or something. Why in the world would anyone want to go to Maine? I don't get that.
What do you mean? It's beautiful.
Yes, there's a lot of places. It's freezing, though.
No,
you can't
but coastal
go in the water.
Maine, Dom, it's so nice and humble.
Even in summer, it's 60 degrees.
Comforting.
You can't go in the water.
Yes, you can.
No, the shrinkage would be beyond shrinkage levels.
Eat some amazing lobster.
Oh, the lobsters.
Maine is amazing.
There's a reason why few people are there. It's too cold. All right, let's go to Lou, who's been hanging.
A lot of people there in Maine.
And Langhorne. Hey, Lou, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Look, I totally agree with you with money coming back, but I also agree with paying down the deficit. It's how you do it. Republicans haven't been good in the past with messaging, and people have short memories. So what I think would work would be, instead of 5K at one time, spread it out against a couple of years, make sure that the Republicans say to the populace, all right, it's 1500 this year, 1500 next year, 1500. And this way, it's fresh in everybody's minds. You know, it is our money, and maybe more goes to paying the debt down, but we still get money back. And I just think it's another way to do it. But we need to make sure that they constantly remember that who brought this up, who's actually doing it, and who's making a difference.
I hear
and
you.
It's definitely not the Democrats.
And Lou, yesterday as an example, though, and Rand Paul's the only Republican that voted against it, they passed this Senate budget bill to get ahead of the House. A lot of spending there. I think it's $340 billion. Just as we're talking about this, they can't restrain themselves. And a lot of, look, I know Trump wants money, border, and all that. Okay, cut something else. That's what Rand Paul's saying. Just as we're talking about this, they still rang up on the Senate side about $340 billion in a short-term budget yesterday. They won't stop.
Yeah, it's a drug.
Yeah, it is. And Republicans are involved. Thank you. I guess they're afraid. Look, we get it. Border necessary. Money, transportation, moving around and all that, and a couple of other things. Well, then you're going to have to cut some other things there rather than continuing to ring this up. We're told we can't get the 5,000 or to lose points spread out. Look at the Republicans that voted for it. Why did Rand Paul vote against that? Is Rand Paul an annoying figure, or is he right? I think he's right. He can be annoying at times, as much as I love the guy in a lot of ways. He can be. He voted against it. I think he was the only Republican. Would Mike Johnson have voted against that? I don't think so. We started out the show today. He said it's not core principles to be giving people checks in this regard. Really? There's the evidence. Yeah, but Dom, a lot of this was for the border. I get it. I'm on board with that. Then you got to cut something else out. You can't just continue to ring up a deficit, right? Well, I guess we can, but you're not getting the money. Bruce in the Northeast, what's harder than it looks? Hey, Bruce, what's yours?
Dom, you know, I think you would like kind of avoiding this answer, so I'm going to give it to you. But I can just imagine you mumbling under your breath last summer down the shore, you know. You'd be saying, damn, throwing that football 40 yards was a lot harder than it looks.
I was not, because I used to be able to throw it.
Was not.
It was a bad ball. The ball was too slick. I need a ball that was broken. There was a lot of wind. It was an overcast day. It wasn't sunshine. It was the temperature. Wait a minute. The temperature was under 70 degrees. I wanted to throw it to shore with a temperature at least 75 this summer.
Right. Yeah, or you deflate the ball, maybe do something like that. Yeah.
Well, I was promised that Ron Jaworski would help my technique, and he didn't do it. I blame him,
right,
too.
Yeah, well, you get another chance this summer.
All right, there we go. So, Dan, do we officially know how far you threw it in flip-flops? It seemed to be about 48 to 50 yards.
No, I think it was under 40 yards.
No, you threw it more than 40.
No, I think I think you just are, you know, exaggerating how far I threw to make yourself
you
look
it
better now.
Now, we did have a ringer in there. A guy hit a car, and we had to get out of there to throw it about 62, we think. And then Greg Stocker's throw. That's on tape, too, I hope.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
At least you had a better throw than Stocker.
You threw it 40 yards, Dan.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. That was 40 yards in my imagination. Yeah.
That's
I know.
So
I think
you're
it
declaring
was
it's 40 yards.
Oh, it was at least 40. I know 40 yards. That ball in the air, it looked good. It was a spiral. It was 40 yards.
10 yards with your left hand, though? I don't think so.
You just kind of shot put it 10
yards.
Yeah,
as long as you get it up.
Yeah, just going to throw it.
You're spiking it into the ground. It's being spiked.
All right, we'll do that. I'll bring in my football. I still think I have it in the closet. I have to see if it's the right one.
We should set something up over at Gallows.
Right. Okay.
Right outside the burger bar, yeah.
All right. If Jim Harvey wants a spectacle, I'll bring it to him. All right. By the way, he doesn't have a hamburger for me yet or a Gallows on the menu. I need that. All right.
Domburger?
The Domburger.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, the guy who's the architect of this $5,000 back that sits on the Doge committee has agreed to come on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. I know that's a long time off, but man, just based upon the ferocity of this, that's going to be quite a moment. And we'll ask him to take calls. I think he'll agree to do that. All right, 855-839-12. That's preposterous. Of course, it's only 30 feet. It's a 30-foot putt.
Yeah, you say that now. It's harder than it looks, Tom.
I can throw it behind my back left-handed 10 yards. Yeah, I think so. I mean, just a little bit of lift. I'm trying to practice it here. It doesn't seem to be hard. I know I could do it right-handed behind my back 10 yards. I don't know about left-handed.
Are we judging accuracy as well?
No. Okay. Oh, just distance here. You can't have everything. You did throw it 40 yards. Brute force. You're doing this just to make mine even worse. It was 40 yards. All right.
Don't diminish my throw, he says.
All right. It is the lightning round next. And by the way, that sound with Trump, that was the best of Trump. I like the governor's response, though. You know, the president of the United States is going back and forth with you in front of the other governors. I wonder what Shapiro was thinking here. I wish he had gone to Josh. Hey, Josh Shapiro, I see you there. What do you think of this? Should boys be playing against girls? Oh, man, that would have been a moment. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. By the way, great. Was it on YouTube, the suggestion?
So Schaaf over on YouTube, Dom.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you might have given us something for the summer. Can I throw a football 100 yards?
100 yards?
Three throws.
Three throws for 100 yards.
Yes. Oh, boy, that's right on the cusp.
So that's an average of 33.
Yeah, and in 1 yard, that 1 yard, I know
will be a stumbling. And do you have to do it successfully? So you got to do it right after one another. So you're doing it with a dead arm on your third one, probably.
Oh, boy, yes. That's
got to get warmed up.
Got
to get warmed up.
We got warmed up, a lot of throwing. Just one bad throw and I'm out, though. That's
you have one throw like the one that you had. That's only about 20 yards, right?
Are steroids allowed of any sort?
No, but Ozempic is.
I don't know if we'll be testing.
There are no testing rule. Okay. This is a great one. Let's go to John in Westchester. All right, John, what's something harder than it looks?
Good afternoon. Good Friday afternoon, Dom.
Thank you, John.
Dan and Henry. A volunteer fireman.
Oh. Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
It employs all the dangers and everything that a paid professional city fireman does, but you have to use a lot of your own personal time to go to training classes, to go away to training, to be involved in also maintenance of vehicles, working on and, you know, keeping all the equipment up to date and in fine working order. You know, and whether if you're a fire policeman, you know, doing all the traffic control and things like that. And remember, when everybody else is safe and home and snug on those bad weather nights, that's when the call comes in and they have to get out, you know, get out in your garage and drive to the firehouse to get on the truck and all.
Hey, John, what percentage, like where you are, you're out in Westchester, your area,
right?
Are many still volunteer fire departments?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they're all... there are some paid professionals as part of some fire companies, but they may be a paid driver, an engineer, or, you know, pump operator on the truck or something like that.
I gotcha. John, I'm glad you brought that to our attention. Can't do that often enough. And it's still rampant that volunteer firefighting, even in our area, are a huge number of people. That's a real good one. Oh, I see a couple. All right. Joe of Exton. Joe, what's yours today?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
What is harder than it looks? Landing a military jet on an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
Well, that looks pretty hard to me, Joe. Have you ever done that in your vast career?
No, not yet.
Have you ever flown a plane, Joe?
No.
Oh.
Okay. All right, Joe. Thank you.
Seems like something you would have done, Joe.
Let's go to Robert in Bensalem.
Concerning, no.
I think this is a great answer that we all have to. By the way, Roe's very good at this, though. I'll give you that in a second. Robert, what's yours today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. 10 seconds. We need $2.4 trillion in savings to pay down a deficit and give everybody their $5,000 refund. That last call was beautiful. You do it over 3 years, and you put big tax cuts in the last installment in 2027, and you put it on a 2026 midterm ballots. Count the House as Republican next time. Beautiful, beautiful.
Ask the guy on Wednesday. I hear what you're saying. Spread it out over that. Okay.
You hear Robert call Joe Vexton beautiful there?
Yeah.
So the last caller was beautiful.
Lou of Langhorne. Langhorne.
The guy who said over time.
Yeah.
Joe's always beautiful. Joe stays beautiful. My answer to the side, and there would be so much more on this going forward, Don, but my answer to the side question is them carnival games, like on the boardwalk. And I was telling Henry, I'm sure there were many times he was standing there looking at that basketball court 12 feet in the air saying, oh, I can knock this down, no problem. The bottles on the bar stool, they don't all go off the bar no matter how hard you
games
are always harder than they look, not even counting any possible cons that are involved. You guys have a great day. Amazing show, Don.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, shooting at basketball, those things, it's just, I laugh at it. You know? Luke is one of the best three-point shooters, and I don't say that about just sons, just to say it. And they had that thing, you pay $10, and you're shooting a three-point in the wind on that one pier. Mm-hmm. He hit one, I hit one, and I was having trouble reaching it, the wind blowing into it.
How intense is the competition of carnival games between you and
Roe? Oh, well, the one you have to watch out for, Roe is a deadly shot. So I keep that in mind at all times.
Interesting.
Oh, yes. Really? Yeah, it's a dead eye, Dan. Oh, yeah. I'll show you when we next time we're there. All right. We got a lot of work to accomplish here, though. What did we like today? Henry, which one is yours?
Yeah, I like Ken in the Northeast's answer. It's a very literal answer of
water. That was a good call.
Joe in Columbus with hitting a baseball. I think it's mental, physical. It's everything about it. And why not throw in John Westchester's answer of volunteer firefighting?
Okay.
I'm leaning toward the volunteer firefighting. I had a soft spot there. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, I got some for you. How about spackle from David in Somerset or balance beams from Scott in Northeast?
Yeah. I still like the volunteer firefighter on this one.
I'm leaning towards water myself. No, not
to the
water.
Which one? The water?
The water.
Oh, boy. Henry, you break the tie here. I mean, the water was a great call and is a great point. Yeah, that it's something you think you're just jumping in water, how hard it is.
While I do appreciate the literal answer that Ken gave, I do think volunteer firefighting is like an unsung kind of passion.
Right. Yeah.
And it is tougher than it looks. So you do got to give up your own time. I wouldn't want to do that.
We're the good guys here. Dan is still going with the water. All right, volunteer firefighter. Thank you.
I just love the idea that water is actually physically harder than it looks.
I got that point. Yeah. All right, Dan, let's shake them up.
It's actually Henry today. Tell us what we got, Henry.
Monday, the 17th, we had that it person, that it girl, who had the it factor. Dave in Chesterfield had the answer of Princess Diana.
Right.
Tuesday, we asked for that all-time trio. Carolyn Summerton took Joe of Exton's answer of Veni, Vidi, Vici.
Love that answer.
Wednesday with something that's highly improbable. Robert and Ben Salem gave the answer of us, the human race even existing on Earth, and the fact that we're in the United States and we can talk all this and that. Yesterday, we did what is something that is comfy. Bruce in the Northeast said a biplane flying over while you're laying on the beach. And then obviously today, Friday, we took John and Westchester's answer of volunteer firefighting. You put those into the hat. Boom. Tuesday's winner, Carol in Somerton. You are the winner of the week.
I love that answer. That was a beautiful answer this week. Fitting justice. Great show, guys. Everyone, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Rich Cioli Show next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.